It's now been 6 months since an explosion and fire rocked the Philadelphia Energy Solutions refinery. Days after, PES announced it would shutter the damaged refinery and lay off about 1,000 employees. WHYY's Catalina Jaramillo reports that many of them are still struggling to put their lives back together.
Robert Campbell's life flipped unexpectedly on June 21st. He was a lab technician at the South Philly refinery. He was making more than he could spend, and he loved the job. It all changed when the refinery exploded.
I never thought I'd be driving a truck.
At 50 years old, finding a new job was not easy. Campbell sent about 300 applications.
I tried anything and everything.
He went to truck driving school and finally got a job with a trucking company. He starts next year.
I'm definitely nervous. I'm scared. I'm 50. It's just like Jesus.
Many former refinery workers had to switch careers. Many remain unemployed. And those who found jobs at other refineries are either making less or had to relocate to other regions. As a truck driver, Campbell will be away from his wife and 11-year-old son at least 5 days a week. His salary was chopped in half.
It changes everything. It changes every aspect of my life, but it's what I have to do for at least a year.
He says sometimes there's no way to go but backwards. Philadelphia Energy Solutions is in the middle of Chapter 11 bankruptcy proceedings. Top company executives have been paid millions, and the refinery is for sale. A new owner could be announced in February. Catalina Jaramillo, WHYY News.